And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. I am joined today by the Honorable Miss Edie Haney. I love saying that. We had Judge Kaysen on here a while back, and I never get a chance to say the Honorable.
The Honorable, yes.
That's appropriate, right?
It is appropriate. That's actually okay. a correct way to address, but it always makes me laugh because not that I'm not honorable, but
I mean, your honor just filled the room when you walked in.
Oh, thank you so much.
I stood up when you walked in here. So Miss Edie Haney here, she is a probate judge.
Correct.
For the county.
That's correct, yes.
As well as a board member on Circles of West Georgia.
Correct.
The very infamous, very beloved nonprofit here in the area. Infamous correct. Made it sound a bit sinister.
Infamous, maybe.
Famous.
Yes, famous.
Popular.
Would be good. Popular. Important.
Important. Necessary.
Impactful.
Yes. We did it. Up
impactful.
Top.
Impactful. Good work.
Impactful. Yes. I love that. And I've been to a lot of your guys' showrooms and, when you guys have had events like at Christmas when you guys set up the show houses.
Absolutely.
I love doing that. So I love seeing what you guys do. So first and foremost, why don't we just talk a little bit about you? Why don't you tell listeners a bit about yourself? How did you come in contact with Circles of West Georgia?
Well, fortunately, I served on the Community Foundation of West Georgia, and a grant came about from St. Margaret's Outreach. And I don't know if you're familiar with St. Margaret's Outreach, but they have a benevolence program. And so they can provide utility assistance, food bank, clothing bank, those types of resources on an emergency crisis basis. But they started looking and saying, you know, these are things that we can do in times of crisis, and we're glad to provide those services, but what can we really do to change the lives of the persons that are coming in for our benevolent services? What can we really do to make a long-lasting change rather than just meeting crisis needs? And so they applied for a grant from the Community Foundation looking for what are other communities doing about poverty? Basically, it's a pervasive problem in many communities, but Carroll County is one of them. One in four of our children in Carroll County live in poverty. And so we started looking at actually St. Margaret started looking at what can we do to make a longer term difference. And so they took a year and studied that, and they came across a program called Circles USA. So it is a national organization. But the longer they looked at it and the more they looked at the communities that were participating in this program and implementing this program, they began to see, yes, this is a comprehensive approach to fighting poverty and to working towards eliminating that for our families and to bringing our families to financial stability and to security and to a different way of lifestyle, a more sustainable, stable lifestyle. And so we studied it and determined that, yes, we'd like to bring that program to Carroll County. And so I don't know exactly what year it was. I would say we've been operating for about 5 or 6 years now, but we now have the Circles of West Georgia chapter. And so I was fortunate to serve on the initial board, and it's just such an amazing program that I just continue to serve because I believe that it can be one of the most impactful programs that our community can implement. So I just continue to serve because I believe in it so strongly.
Sure. And I think it's interesting that you mentioned earlier a consistent pervasive problem.
Right.
Much like child trafficking or opioids. I mean, poverty is something, doesn't matter if it's a small community, large community, it's reality.
Right.
So Circles, they do what they can to try to combat that.
Right. And I will say, for me, I'm in a upper middle class family, and I'm embarrassed to say that I just didn't realize the issues that we have. I didn't realize what our community faces and what people in our community face every day. And once you become aware of it, once you start to see, I know our teachers see it. I know there are many people in our community. There's many amazing organizations that see the problem and are working on it every day. But once you become aware of it, you start to say, okay, what can we do? What can I do? What do I have the responsibility to do? And I think one of the things I love about Circles is that, like I said, it's a comprehensive approach. And so there are several different components of the program itself. The one that we implemented first was the individual mentoring portion. And we have individuals that come in, those are our circle leaders, and they say, I want to work towards a more financially stable lifestyle. And so they go through an analysis period where they work with a coach and they put together goals that they'd like to accomplish. They put together, they review what's my income, what's my budget. They set up a workable, sustainable budget. And they start to say, okay, what are my barriers and what do I need to overcome? Whether it's education, whether it's employment, whether it's childcare, what are the barriers and how can we start to address those barriers to financial stability? Once they set up their plan, then they begin to work that plan for 18 months. When they get ready, once the plan's in place that they've worked through with a coach, then they're matched with two allies, and that's your circle leader who's working the program, and two allies that are community members that come in and commit to for 18 months to work with that circle leader. They are the circle then, and they are part mentor, part resource person, really just a support system. They are the beginnings of a support system, and they work with that circle leader to work their plan for 18 months. And we've had some great success through circles doing
that. Well, I remember last year when I attended we were talking about the Christmas.
Right, the
houses,
show house.
The
right,
show house.
Right, absolutely.
I remember it was the opening night, and they had an amazing success story there. The
yes.
woman that was speaking, you know, I mean, you guys essentially changed her life. I mean, turned her life around.
Absolutely. Again, it's a long process. It is a process, but we've got several. We've got one circle leader who started with us in our first class of circle leaders, and she now runs her own business. She's an active member of the chamber. She employs other circle leaders. We have circle leaders who've paid off debt, who've paid down their debt significantly. We have a circle leader who, when she came to us, she really was living in poverty. She's about to graduate and begin working on her graduate degree in social work. She's employed by Circles now. She works in our Big View section. And I said it's a comprehensive approach. The mentoring program is what we implemented first, but there are several other components. One of them is an influence. I won't say it's not, what's the word I'm looking for? It's advocating and educating our legislators, basically,
sure.
on poverty, what we call the cliff effects, that as your income gradually rises, your benefits drop off dramatically. And so what you end up worse off than you were. I didn't know that was a real thing. I assumed you could work your way out of poverty. But there is that cliff effect that when you earn, as you start to earn more income, your benefits don't decline, they drop off. And so you end up... I've talked to employers who regularly say, I've had employees who've had to decline pay raises. That's just not the American way. Americans believe in working. And so somehow we have to get our programs, our benefit programs and our assistance programs to match the work ethic of doing better, working harder, making more, producing more. So that's part of it, is an education of these gaps that happen, educating our legislators and beginning to work through programs and what other things options are available for that. So that's one component. And then as a community, looking at what are our barriers as a community, Carroll County recently put in place a transportation system with the vans. That was a huge benefit to our circle leaders, because transportation, again, as a middle class person, that didn't occur to me. It should have, but it didn't. But now that I see it, I think, yes, we don't have a transit system. If you're in Metro Atlanta, we're a rural community. So what can we do for our citizens? And again, Carroll County put that transportation in place. Huge benefit for our circle leaders.
So. Excellent. Well, we're going to be talking about the Designer Show House that's coming up here in a few days.
Yes.
But first, we're going to take a brief
commercial
break, and we'll hear a word from our sponsors.
Perfect.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama, because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
And we're back to Community Voice right here on WLBB News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. I am your host, Josh Engel. Did I already mention that?
You did.
Oh, good. Well, my name's pretty important. I want to make sure people know what's up.
Absolutely.
I'm here with the Honorable Judge Edie Haney, who is also a board member on Circles of West Georgia. We're here chatting about the Designer Show House. It's coming up here in how long? When is it?
Next week.
Uh-oh,
so we are
nice.
1 week out.
Yes. 1 week out. So this is the Designer Show House. Tell us a bit about that. What do we have to look forward to at the Designer Show
House? Very excited about the Designer Show House. This is our fourth annual Designer Show House. So this year we will be hosting the show house at the home of Tommy and Betty Green in Sunset Hills Country Club. So very, very excited about that. They have an amazing, beautiful new home. It's only been there several years, but it's beautifully appointed as it is. But our designers are going to come in and add Christmas enhancements. So it'll be a Christmas designer show house. We're very excited. We have over 20 designers, and each designer comes in and chooses a space in the home, a room, a area, front porch, a space in the home that they would like to decorate for Christmas, and they each bring their own unique style to that space. And so again, this is our fourth go-round. We've done this 4 years in a row, and so we've got some designers that have been with us the entire 4 years. Particularly appreciate those. Lindsay Jennings has been with us. We've had Classy Cricket with us. We've had some amazing designers participate every year, and we've got some new designers this year. So many of our designers are local, but this year we added Tommy Allen, Allen's Florist out of Tallapoosa. We've got Karen Graham. She is a floral designer who's out of Noonan. So glad to have both of those in our community this time. We also have Turner's Pharmacy, who participated with us last year, but they're joining us again. We've got several community members. That's always lots of fun, who just love interior design. So Ann Blair, Kristen Vance, Amanda Perrion, all of them are community members that just love interior design. And so they come in and put their touch on the house. Becky Hill with the Nest and Feathers and Twig. She's been with us every year. And so very excited to have her back.
Man, you're
us.
Just going down the roster of all stars.
They are
I
all
mean,
stars.
These are all fabulous designers.
They absolutely are.
And I mean, go inside Classy Cricket or Feathers and Twigs and it's over with.
Absolutely.
You're going to know that they have some serious skill.
Yes. And if you've seen our houses, they just do amazing things to the homes that we've done. Last year we had Christmas on Dixie, so we did three homes. This year we just have the green. We've done the Calhoun's home in Heritage Hills. That was our house, Bill and Wanda Calhoun. So that was an amazing home. And then we did a new construction home. Arbor Design Group allowed us to take one of their new construction homes and decorate it our first year. So those are the homes that we've had so far. So really, it is an all-star list. I will say, again, our community designers are so good to partner with us and just come in for that. This year, Southern Home and Ranch, Christy Garrett, her crew is going to come in and do a space for us. Greg Hendricks with Mountain Oaks Florist has been with us every year, so glad to welcome him back again. So those are our designers, basically. We've got some other, Jordan Pence. Jordan
now,
Pence
keep in mind, Welch. Listeners, and for those of you who are on Facebook Live, you can see this, but she didn't have any papers in front of her. This is all just memory. I mean, she's throwing these names out. It's like...
Well, I work with these designers, and we talk through it. We go through putting their information together, going through. We had an open house in, I believe we had it at the end of July, and so all the designers came that one day and went through the home and picked out their space. Dawn Huss of Clementine. I don't have have any papers in front of me, so I'm trying to remember everyone that we have. But
doing a great
it's
job.
All on our website. It is all on our website, and you can see their bios. You can see who's going to be there with us.
What's that website, by the way? So, folks,
CircleShowhouse.com.
CircleShowhouse.com.
CircleShowhouse.com. Yes. Excellent. And we have a Facebook page. Same thing. Circles Designer Showhouse.
Good. Well,
Facebook
quick plug
page.
There. After the show, everybody be sure to check that out.
Absolutely. And that's where you can get your tickets. So you can go to the Facebook page and it will direct you to tickets, Circles Designer Showhouse or CircleShowhouse.com. You can buy your tickets online. So,
sure. Now, expound a bit on the history of the Designer Showhouse.
Well, what again, any nonprofit, you would like that nonprofit, your goal is to be sustainable and to continue to support yourself. So Circles does receive grant funding. So we do have grants, but also we seek as a board to be able to support our program. And the community has been such amazing partners to Circles, and we have some amazing sponsors also. And so again, just as we have designers that have participated, we also have sponsors that have participated with us every year. So Georgia West Realty is our house sponsor. They've been our name sponsor. This will be their third year that they've been our name partner. So they have been just an amazing partner. Arbor Design Group, again, I said they offered us the use of their house the first year, and then they've partnered with us every year since then. Martin and Hightower, R&R Enterprises, just great sponsors who've partnered with us over and over.
So, also an all-star roster.
Yes, it is in fact an all-star roster. So these are sponsors that partner with us, but our goal is to fund our program. And so we've been incredibly fortunate that a large percentage, almost our expenses for the show house, almost all of our services and expenses are donated. We've had fantastic volunteers and fantastic donations. And so almost we're at about 90, I want to say last year we were right at 95% of the proceeds go directly to the Circles program because of our donations. So that's fantastic.
Excellent. Great work.
It is.
I mean, that's,
thank you.
I mean, that's the dream for any nonprofit. You know, you have a sort of self-sustaining setup, you know, where you have something fun that people want to be engaged in, people want to come be a part of, and you know, everyone wins.
It is, and everyone in that way, everyone gets to participate in the elimination of poverty in our community. And this is just, it's a great way to do something fun and know that you are doing something fun on a weekend, but also supporting the elimination of poverty in our community.
Sure. No, of course. Yeah. And you really said it there, community. I've said this before and I'll say it again and again and again. We don't know how lucky we are. The West Georgia community is so giving, and they're stewards of what we have and what others have and don't have. I mean, you know, a testament to this area is how many nonprofits there are. There's so many,
right.
And there's so many engaged, motivated people that are trying to make this area better and trying to impact on the lives
impactful.
Of folks here in West Georgia. So
I could, that's one thing I could talk about for days yeah, is our yeah. community. My favorite thing about serving on the Community Foundation of West Georgia, you get to give away money to nonprofits, and I loved that. But the Community Foundation, when we did have particularly our grant cycles and the nonprofits would come in who were receiving grants, and it was so humbling to see the people who are investing their lives every day, changing the lives of other people in our community, who are just putting all their efforts every day into making life better for people, for our community, and for people in our community. And it was humbling, but it also, I think the collaboration, like you said, in the West Georgia community, I've never seen anywhere like it. And our community, like you said, is generous. They're collaborative. They're problem solvers. If once you have an awareness of an issue, the community just comes together to resolve that program. There's not a competition. It's all, what can we do together? How can we work together? How can we address this program holistically? It's really phenomenal to
It's something
here.
You don't see in a lot of communities. I mean, nonprofits that all help each other.
Right.
That are trying to help each other grow
right.
and expand and make more of an impact and
right.
serve. I mean, that's a huge deal.
That's the culture of our community.
Yes.
You see it in our government. You see it in our businesses, in the economics, and you see it, like you said, in the nonprofits. It's the culture of our community is collaboration and working together. We're so fortunate.
Circles is a perfect example
right.
of this system at work.
So
we had a chance to talk about the history, and we had a chance to talk about these incredible designers.
Right.
Fun story, Classy Cricket. I bought my wife a rain lamp there one time.
Okay.
And it forever, that place just, you know, it became one of my favorite places here in West Georgia. So
I think it's one of all of our favorite places.
Yeah. If you haven't been there, go check out Classy Cricket.
Right.
And Feathers and Twigs and everyone else we talked about.
Right.
But so how much are tickets to come? So let's say if someone wants to come out and check out the event, how much are tickets?
Well, we actually have two events, and I'll come back to the other event we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, but
the show house itself, the tickets are $20. You can pay at the door. So if you decide to come at the last minute, show up. Love to have you. You can go online and purchase your tickets. Obviously, we prefer that. But you can go online and purchase your tickets. And tickets are available at Southern Home and Ranch, Turner's Pharmacy, Mountain Oak Florist. Feathers and Twigs. The Flower Cart.
Nice.
So all of those are, and honestly, the Flower Cart, Meredith Salmon is one of our new designers this year. Excited to have her. But you can purchase tickets there as well. So love for you to go in and see our designers and sponsors, and you can purchase them there.
Excellent. Well, we are going to be speaking about the design dinner
right
here after a quick word from our sponsors.
Okay.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Getting some life advice from the Honorable Edie Haney here. This is your host, Josh Engel, right here on Community Voice. We're talking about the circles of West Georgia, talking about the designer show house, but right now we're going to chat about the design dinner. That actually happens the day before the show house opens, no?
That's correct.
Yes. All right.
So this is a new event for us this year, the first time that we've had a design dinner. And so it's really a talk. We've got Cynthia Pereiro. She is the COO and lead designer for the Pineapple House out of Atlanta. And the Pineapple House is an international design interior design firm that's headquartered in Atlanta. And so we are so excited that we were able to convince Miss Cynthia to come speak to our group. So that will be the design dinner, will be a dinner, obviously, with a talk from Miss Pereiro on Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30 at Sunset Hills Country Club. Tickets are $50. They're also available on our website, Circle Show House. There is limited availability. So our sponsors are invited and they have tickets. So there's limited tickets that are still available, but there are some tickets still available. So we're very, very excited that we're able to offer that this year.
And you got to come out to this. Now, if someone wants to try to come there,
sure.
Is it the same website and
yes,
Facebook as
same,
discussed earlier?
Same. Circles, CircleShowHouse.com and Circles Designer Showhouse on Facebook. Those are our two social media, our two presences, essentially.
Now, how did you guys come in contact with Ms. Pereiro?
Well, we are very fortunate to have on our board Ms. Pam Ford. And Ms. Ford and her husband, Tom. Tom Ford is on our board at Circles. But Ms. Ford is just a wealth of experience and information. And she and Tom were residents in Atlanta. So they lived in Atlanta. And she was chairman for several years of, I believe it's St. Philip's. I hope I'm saying that right. St. Philip's Cathedral had an antiques show, and she chaired that for several years. And the contacts that she has and the information she's been able to share with us, and she's really just trained our committee that puts together the show house. She's really just done been an amazing contribution to our committee, but she's really training us and raising us to do more, to do a better job. So we're so fortunate to have her. But she has,
better watch it. Folks are going to try to steal her for their boards.
I know. We're keeping her.
Yeah. All of the nonprofits, back off. It's not happening.
Yes, that's right. But she, again, is just a wealth of resources. And so she was actually able to bring Ms. Pereiro in. So we're very fortunate to have her.
Well, it definitely elevates the evening. I mean, that's a huge deal. So the Pineapple House out of Atlanta.
Yes.
Definitely going to be Googling them later and checking out some of their design work.
It's beautiful.
Oh, excellent. Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. So do you guys have any other events going on this year?
No, those are all of our events, that and then the open house. And so the open house runs Friday 10 to 5, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 12 to 4. And that's, the house is open to the public, all those. I say we don't have another event. It's not really another event, but it's part of the house. So we have an art sale at the house. We've called it an art gallery in the past, but the fact is all of the art is available for sale. And so this year we just changed the name a little bit. And we have local designers, we have local artists. And so we'll have, we've always had, of course, paintings, that type of art, but we'll also have pottery, jewelry. Again, the Classy Cricket is going to do a pop-up shop for us, so we'll have some Christmas items there. I think we have a few other retail outlets that'll share with us in our Christmas store, so very excited about that. Just excited to have that part.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And you
adds
know,
a little more.
Hey, art is a very influential, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? This is a community that's also very receptive to art.
I'm talking culturally aware.
Look,
we're culturely
let's be honest.
Aware.
This community is so much better than others. I'm just trying to be real. I'm trying to be
we're
real.
Biased,
the rest
it's
of
true.
Them, they're bums. This community is awesome.
Absolutely.
And they are very, you know, people are very receptive and engaged with the arts.
Sure. They are.
There's
that's
plenty
true.
Of evidences of that. I mean, you know, yes. There's always art shows, art auctions, and, you know, people show up because they have pride in our local artists.
And we have phenomenal local artists. When
yeah.
you start looking at it, we really do have phenomenal local artists. I will say also our designers typically at least a portion or some of their decor that they use in the house is available for sale. So I know Charles E. Spruill and Julia Wilson are two of our artists that are decorating rooms for us this year. And generally both of them have art in their rooms that's also for sale. So.
Well, right on. Well, yes. We have about 2 minutes left. So before we split,
right.
The Honorable Judge Edie Haney, give everybody a rundown one more time where they can find information about Circles of West Georgia, where they can buy tickets,
right.
Where they can volunteer. Because, look,
absolutely.
I think people are going to want to be involved with Circles after they hear this. So.
Well, and we will have a site set up at the show house. Circles will have a booth, a table, and you can come and learn more about Circles, what volunteer opportunities. This program functions on volunteers, and so much of what we do is volunteer-based. We have a very tight budget, and it's because we're so volunteer-based. So there will be, at the show house, you can learn about Circles and how you can plug in to this amazing program. Tickets are available at circleshowhouse.com, tickets both for the design dinner and the house itself. Also, our Facebook page, follow our Facebook page, Circles Designer Show House, and it has a link to tickets as well for both events. That we also have tickets at, again, our sponsors and designers, so the Flower Cart, Southern Home and Ranch, Feathers and Twigs, drawing a blank, Turner Pharmacy, Mountain Oak Florist, so all of those locations, Downtown Gowns, all of those locations have tickets available as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we have only a few seconds left, but before we go, I wanted to give you one of the brand new LBB coffee mugs.
Excellent. Thank you. That's beautiful. I'm a little bit of a mug snob, and I love this one.
Well, guess what?
What?
It's all yours. Thank you for coming on, Miss Edie. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed being here. Come see us.